Welcome to Newsbox. It's not Monday the 22nd of January, that was yesterday. It's Tuesday the 23rd of January 2007. Xena's today doing Newsbox standing up in a Channel 5 style. How's that working for you so far?
I don't know, what do you think?
I'm finding it a bit like you're standing over my shoulder.
Right.
At the moment I don't like it, but I might grow to.
You could pitch up a bit.
Oh, look, it is. I'm quite squeaky on my chair today. What's the news?
A tiny sausage dog could be put down after being accused of nipping a neighbour's ankle. Lucy, a 20-centimetre, 8-inch-high black and tan dachshund, is facing destruction under the Dangerous Dogs Act.
What's the headline?
The tiniest inmate on death row.
Mine is Danger Dash Hound faces death.
Oh.
It's silly, really. I mean, I blame the owners. You know, if the owners aren't going to stop the dog running riot and nipping people, they should be punished, but they shouldn't kill the dog for that. They should get the dog a new owner who's going to give it a bit of discipline. Maybe me.
I'd take his teeth out.
If I had a little doggy, I'd make sure I didn't bite no one. Unless they were me.
Well, put it, you know, if it's likely to do it, give it a little muzzle.
I might make it hate Charlie Chaplin by making it watch Charlie Chaplin films, but on widescreen. And then I'll beat it. And then if it ever saw a fat Charlie Chaplin, it'd attack it. What do you reckon?
Yep.
Marks and Spencers, get in! This actually almost makes me want to get married. They've started doing wedding dresses.
Mm-hmm.
They cost between £90 and £150. There's 12 different designs.
Are they nice?
So one of them's bound to be alright.
I bet the underwear costs more.
The underwear's £40 for that basque. Nice though.
Mm.
Very virginal. But it's almost, you can't go, oh, I might just get one just in case I ever get married.
Tell you what would be really annoying is, if your wedding day, you're on the rag, and you sat down for a bit, stood up to do a toast, and realised that you'd bled all over the back of your white dress.
I mean, if it was a Marks and Spencer dress, you wouldn't mind so much.
It'd be embarrassing, though, cause
well, you'd probably be surprised. You'd say, oh, I spilled red wine on me. To be honest, I imagine if it was your wedding day...
That's my main worry.
You might take more precautions, you know, extra changes. I mean, try, obviously, originally, look at your date. You're working out when you're going to do it. Mm. Try and do it when you're not having a period.
Yeah.
If you are, that may be an extra set of underwear.
Right.
Extra pads. Nappy.
Yeah, because you can get nappies in white, can't you?
You can get nappies in white.
I hope that's all right then. No, they're very good.
Oh, I almost want to just buy one so I can, play in it. Let's dress it up.
You want to get married.
£90 and you can just do hoovering in it. Well, it's £90, but still only £90. But then you might as well get one from a chaser if you can do the hoovering in it.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Then you can get a big 80s puff ball. Much better.
This is a bit freaky. Father? I've given away the story by saying father.
Oh.
Peter Davidson, previously of Doctor Who and Tristan Farnham, from All Creatures Great and Small.
Yeah.
His daughter's an actress now. She's grown up-ish, you know. Teenager, maybe early 20s. She's got a role in his show, The Last Detective, with Sean Hughes. Don't look so pleased with yourself just doing a little Tommy Squeaker. Oh, this is probably you standing up, isn't it? Anyway, she's got a role in his TV show.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing his love interest. Own father.
I mean,
he was my favourite Doctor Who, but at the same time,
That's not very good casting, is it? I mean
maybe it's just on her talents. They didn't know that she was his daughter because she's got a different name, Gina Moffat.
Well, surely she can't.
Well, it's not. You know, they're not actually doing anything. They just got to flirt with each other a bit. Weird, though, isn't it?
But then that storyline can't go anywhere. You know, they're not going to, even as an actresses, they're not going to want to get off in each other.
No. Steve Irwin's final documentary is going to be broadcast. Not the bit where he actually dies, though.
No, they've cut that bit out, but his wife's finally spoken out.
What's she said?
Still very sad.
Well, it's not been that long, really, has it?
Well, get over it.
She will eventually.
Boy of Two's been banned from a shop for wearing a hoodie.
Oh yeah, this is a funny story, because they said they've got a policy of banning all kids wearing hoodies, so they banned a 2-year-old boy, who's maybe about twice as big as a dachshund, for... Do you know what? Small people are getting it in the neck, aren't they? He doesn't look like he's going to do in that video. You can see his face perfectly well as well.
So they're not scared to pick on a 2-year-old. If he was a 14-year-old, they'd probably go and hide behind the baby.
We wouldn't and let him nick all the dime bars he wanted. A quick mention for Big Brother. It's still happening. Apparently they're all picking on Dirk now. All the girls have ganged up. Cleo's the new leader of the bad girl gang. And they're picking on Dirk. This makes me think that Cleo's rubbish and Dirk is good.
Have you picked on Dirk?
I don't understand. They must be idiots.
I'd be trying it on with him really badly if I was in there. Like, he'd be getting frightened of me.
So where to hide, Dirk?
He'd be wrapping himself up really tightly at night. So he could feel if the... Because there's a bit of a tug at the cupboard. Diana Ross is going to be... one of the judges on the new American Idol.
Really? I watched a bit of that the other day. Mm-hmm. The start of the new series. They got Kat Dealey presenting in like a UK version.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing. It's huge over there. And they had this first audition in Minneapolis. And they've got a whole football stadium full of people who wanted to audition. There was like a ludicrous number of people. It was like half the people in the UK equivalent of. No, maybe not. There's a lot of them though, and it's spawned, apparently 100 number one albums have been spawned through, I know the charts are slightly different in America, but through American Idol, the series, and all their winners have been quite successful, whereas in this country, it's a bit of a damp squib, isn't it? Well, interestingly, I'm gonna jump ahead to this one. You know Dreamgirls?
Yeah.
We were talking about the premiere of that yesterday, but there's some more pictures of Beyonce looking nice. But this one's attacking Beyonce for saying she was just showing off. And she had deodorant marks on her armpit. But the other girl who did it, or one of the other girls, there's three of them, they're dream girls, Jennifer Hudson. She was an X Factor, American Idol person.
Oh.
Not X Factor. But yeah, they said that Beyonce made Naomi Campbell look nice because she was just so snotty. Just kind of ran in, flashed her flaky pits at everyone. Showed that. Prove that she'd all got a lace hair piece, which to be honest I can't see on there, but I'm fairly sure Campbell's wearing a wig. She's got no hairline discernible whatsoever.
Yeah, and she said she doesn't have
a bob. She didn't have a bob last week.
No.
But anyway, yeah, Jennifer Hudson from Dreamgirls. She's spawn of American Idol. But yeah, it's huge. So Diana Ross has gone for Anna.
Well, apparently she'd said no, but Suncal sent her some flowers and she went, oh god, you fucking charmer.
Easily persuaded. Should we try and get her as a guest on Newsbox by sending her some flowers?
Yeah.
I don't know if you really want Diana Ross's opinions on the news. It'd be interesting.
I suppose she'd say, I don't know who this person is. And then she'd go... Dum dum
dum dum dum dum. Would she bring the Bee Gees with her?
She might do, which would be good. Well, you know, two of them.
Yeah, the best one's dead.
If you're grumpy, you're gonna die.
If I'm grumpy.
When you are grumpy, you will die.
Is this to do with the cynicism, or is it a different one?
It's to do with... no, actually it's different. People who express their anger a lot. Or people who go around being angry, basically.
Or will die quicker.
Big risk of developing heart problems.
But what if you're suppressing your anger? Isn't that worse for you?
This is all to do with venting your anger.
Oh. So venting your anger is bad?
Oh. Suppressed anger... isn't related to the risk of heart disease.
Oh, interesting. But being cynical is...
Next time you're furious with me, just shut the fuck up.
Well, I usually do. I've got a lot of suppressed anger, I'm telling you. It's not very good for my bowels. Kelly Brook's been on holiday, worn a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
She looks lovely.
Yep.
Very lovely. I would like to look like that, please. Thank you. For my birthday.
Okay. I'll be your life coach.
Thanks.
I can make you look like Kelly Brook.
Brilliant.
You have to get rid of the mullet though.
Flat that's gone on sale. We were talking about this amongst ourselves yesterday. Not we weren't recording it at that stage of the day. It's in Chelsea. It's £170,000. And the flat is, but it's 2 foot by 6 foot.
12 foot by 6 foot.
Yeah, they've made a mistake here on this diagram where
that
they
would
have,
be a coffin.
They have to put 2 foot. But yeah, 12 foot by 6 foot. They've done a demonstration how there's not actually enough room to swing a cat on a diagram. So there's a little 3 foot by 3 foot washroom, not even enough room for a shower by the looks of it. And then not enough room for a double bed. Well, actually 6 foot wide, it's enough room for a double bed, but you wouldn't get anything else in there.
I'd rather have a double bed than have a useless square chair.
A chair and a
that
table.
You wouldn't sit on it.
No, you'd sit on the bed and watch the plasma screen that
You
way.
Wouldn't have a table like that. You'd sit on the bed and you'd have one that falls out the wall. I think it'd be quite exciting in a way, because you could do, if you, like, really good designer could make something really
You could,
cool
but it's going to cost another £30,000 at least to get it all in ship-shape to live in.
I just need a bit of MDF.
£20,000.
Screws.
For a tiny flat. A coffin would be cheaper.
If you give a sex disease to a lover, you're going to go...
What do you mean, if I give a sex disease to a lover?
Well, if you do, you'll go to jail.
Oh, okay. Kate Moss had a birthday party again on Saturday. She had it this time in her Cotswold house. They were given 100 bottles of ultra rare Vladivar black vodka, which isn't even in the shops yet. They got through all of them. Guess how many people were at the party?
Her and Pete Doctor.
No, there were 50, but that means 2 bottles of vodka each. I don't know, they were taking it home, I don't think they drank it all. No, but, you know, there's no point wasting it.
A woman... Oh, right, well, a couple split up after many years.
Sad.
Still knew each other, still, you know. One day they were walking across heath.
Together or separately?
Together, and he said, hang on a minute, I've got something... He knelt down. She went, oh God, no, you're not going to propose, are you? And he says, no. And she went, you've not got a gun, have you? And he went, no, but that would be easier than this. And then he pulled out a knife and stabbed her.
Wow. How do you know all that dialogue happened?
Is it?
Did you make it up? It's good.
She's not dead.
Oh, alright, she's... Wow, that's a bit weird, isn't it? So you hate your wife that much? You divorce her, but you still stay friends with her, so you can stab her eventually.
I understand. I mean, they were never married.
Oh, they were never married. Well, still.
Never mind, it's yummy mummy week. Fuck off. God. Oh, you know that term, is that just completely coined by that fucking boot on 10 Years Younger?
No.
Because she's the only person I ever hear saying it, and she makes
no,
my
No, there
skin
was a woman
crawl.
On the telly this morning who'd written a book about how to be yummy mummy or something. It is a horrible phrase. You hate the phrase yummy mummy, I hate the phrase man flu. Talking of man flu, BA, not Mr. T, sadly, but British Airways.
The popular firm. Go on.
They are going to have a strike. Well, their staff are having a strike. Reckon that 90% of flights will be cancelled when this strike goes ahead. And it's because of sick leave and an argument over sick leave, because the flight attendants and so on are saying that they're being forced to work when they are ill. And this is the list of 12 things that they want to say. You don't have to work if you've got this. Cold, blocked ears, diarrhea and vomiting. I think diarrhea and vomiting, really, you're not going to be a great flight attendant. Pack of peanuts! Visual injuries, conjunctivitis, herpes, cold sores, loss of voice, ingrown toenails, one-off life events, i.e. a death in a family, down route sickness, if they fall ill while working abroad, and operations. Now, they're not just saying that they don't... I don't understand this because I've never had a proper job. They're not just saying they don't want to work then. They're saying they don't want to work, and they don't... You should be declared unfit to fly. And you should also not have to record the time off as sick days. Now, I understand, if you have a sick day, you have a sick day. Where is it recorded? How is it recorded? You're only allowed a certain number of sick days in a year. Because that seems weird. I don't really understand. Do you understand that? It's some sort of employment policy I don't get.
It sounds confusing, because you'd think they'd say it shouldn't be recorded as a
There's a holiday day. Yeah. Fair enough. So they're saying, we want to be sick, and we don't have to work, but we don't want it to count as a sick day. I don't understand how counting as a sick day counts against them, but perhaps I'm misunderstanding somehow. If you're sick, you're sick. And you should just either not go to work or have a day off and be sick. Yes, that made perfect sense. In the London Lights, they have reviewed a diet. I think it's like the Zone diet, but it's called the Pure Package, where you get food delivered to you every day. So you only eat food that they deliver to you. Mm-hmm. It's like ready meals, but healthy. That's all very green. Guess how much it costs?
Oh, loads.
Yeah, £34 a day for 10 days. So that's £340 for 10 days food. That's more than I spend on food in, well, a month. Very expensive, so I say stop being lazy and stop eating so much. Just
stop being a cunt.
Tony Hadley.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Tony Hadley. Aww. Soon to be appearing in Chicago. He's been talking about what's in his fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast, he usually has fruit, mangoes or pineapple, or oats with cold milk and a banana, and jasmine green tea, and fruit juice. Snack, toast or a banana. Lunch, pasta with tomatoes and basil, or a salad. Sandwich on brown bread. He's sounding a bit virtuous, but then he does have a chocolate bar sometimes. Basically, he says he eats a lot of Ginsters when he's on tour because he gets stressed and he has about 2 o'clock in the morning.
What about the couple of bottles of red wine he's...
No, what he says, I try to cut down on my drinking. I try to avoid drinking wine at home, but I like a couple of real ales before I go on stage. Bless him.
Tony.
Top 10 ticket louts in London have been announced. I don't know who they are somehow, which is stupid because I thought the whole quick car registration is that you could find the owner.
Yeah.
Certainly works a lot in the police on the telly. But anyway, they've got a top 10 people with offenders. The number one has got 209 parking tickets that they haven't paid. Tell you what, they're in big trouble.
They're in big trouble. No, how do you think the earth came to be?
God sneezed.
In a few words.
God sneezed and it was a ball of bogey. No, I believe. I don't know, actually. It was a big bang, wasn't there? But I don't know what banged.
Well, according to an interesting article in New Scientist, they worked out that somebody could have accidentally done it in their garage, but they missed the point, I think. what tools would they have used?
Wrench. Big Hurley is the new face of Monsoon.
Yeah, nice.
She's about the right age for that.
Yeah.
That's alright.
So, well, they've aged her up a bit, haven't they?
Well, she is 41. She's due to get married any second, isn't she?
Is she?
I think so, yeah. Maybe she's having about 6 marriages.
I want her to get married to Hugh Grant, really. Now, there's a picture here of a pig farmer who murdered 49 women. He definitely did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's looking like a right murderer there.
Mm.
Is that a dead body behind him?
Well, that old pig.
Cage fighter. Cage rage 20, born to fight. Ultimate fighting. 0870, 060, 0870, Wembley Arena, February 10th. CageRage.tv. I don't know what Cage Rage is, but it looks like some sort of mad fighting shit. I think we should maybe go to it.
We should. Now, you know chat rooms on the internet.
I do know chat rooms on the internet.
And it's quite easy to take on a new identity.
Very easy indeed.
And fun.
It is fun, yeah.
Triangle of love led to shooting. Now, listen to this carefully, see if you can work it out. Rivals battling for the same woman's love. One claimed to be an 18-year-old Marine heading for war. The other was a 22-year-old student working to pay his college fees. The two suitors were trying to woo the same attractive young woman over the internet. What neither man knew was that the woman was a 40-something mother from West Virginia using her daughter's identity to chat up men. The harmless flirting turned ugly when jealousy flared between the teenage Marine, who was really 47-year-old Thomas Montgomery, and his factory co-worker, Brian Barrett. Mr. Barrett was found shot dead outside the factory where both men worked in Buffalo and Montgomery. The motive, investigators claim, was his jealousy over Mr. Barrett's budding relationship with the 18-year-old woman.
Oh, that's just goes to show, doesn't it? Not everything's what it seems.
No, it's pretty sad though, isn't it?
It's a bit sad. A diver nearly swallowed headfirst by a shark, and then he got dragged out of the shark's jaws.
By?
His friend. She's in Australia.
Hey, she's a hero again.
Yeah, he was bitten head down, the shark had swallowed his head, and then he's got bite marks on his torso. But he's apparently critical in hospital, but it might have made a miraculous recovery there. Look at this page. Oh, there's Damon.
There's Graham. They're on the same page, but they're not together.
Please get together again, boys. I'm making a film. Lizzie Bardsley. Do you remember her, that awful woman from Wife Swap?
Yeah.
She's been found guilty of child cruelty. God, she's... Look at... How old do you reckon she is? Look at that boot.
Oh, is she really young?
She's 33.
Fucking hell.
She looks at least 10 years older. She should go on 10 years younger. That'd be brilliant.
Shouldn't deserve it. Well, no, actually, she does deserve it.
She does, it's horrible.
But hopefully the operation would go wrong. A couple of things here.
Little bar lamb.
Cute.
Very cute.
Just looking at... See what entertainment's on tonight. What about Les Dennis hosts a game show with big money prize in the grid? £1 million giveaway.
Elodie. You are what you eat on tonight.
Yes.
Oh, what race is programmed on Channel 4 tonight?
Big Brother.
Shipwrecked on tonight? What I like about the shipwrecked thing, and there's a news story about this gap year student who's been on Shipwrecked and has started saying that she thinks everyone should be a slave and she hates fat people and would like the British Empire to be resurrected and so on, mm-hmm. is that she's incredibly posh. And it just goes to show that racism transcends all boundaries of class.
Yeah, she doesn't like ugly or fat people either.
To be honest, it's only the middle classes that are keeping this
world on a moral compass. I tell you what, I don't like people who have such tiny tits as she has.
I don't like her tiny tits, although I do quite like her pear bikini. Talking about entertainment, there's a new show coming up at the Trafalgar Studios. It's A Dumbwaiter by Harold Pinter, starring Lee Evans and Jason Isaacs. And I'm quite interested because I like Jason Isaacs because he plays Lucius Malfoy in Harry Potter.
If it was Chris Isaac, I might go and see it.
If it was, I can't think of anyone with the name Evans that I like.
Pat Evans?
Who is Pat Evans?
Yeah, Pamson Clement.
Oh, that's what I thought, because I was going to say Pat Evans, and then I thought, I don't know who... Who is that?
Pat Butcher.
Yeah. That's what they always say when someone old comes back. Pat Evans. Before she got married, wasn't it?
No, it was second marriage.
Oh, right. What was her name before she was Butcher?
Well, she was married to Pete Beale.
What was it before she was that?
Pat Beale. Don't know. She was the madam of Janelle, maybe.
Madam Pat. Right, I think it was probably enough. Hang on, I think I might have one more news story on the BBC. Oh yeah, there's a new film out that you would see called Venus. They had the premiere last night. Leslie Phibbs was there. Pete Rotel was there. It's very much an old good boys. Also, Richard Griffiths still alive and Brian Ferry. Thanks for listening. Are we done now? How did you enjoy standing up? Overall, what's your summary of it?
I think I performed better, actually.
Did you? Maybe we both stand up tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I might do a yoga position throughout tomorrow.
Okay.
I might do downward dog for 20 minutes.
I might hold you in a headlock tomorrow.
We're going to look at that cage rage thing. All right, then. Back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.